Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. My name is Guy Alvarez from Good to Be Social. And today we have a very special and exciting edition of our podcast today. We are talking about the acquisition of Good to Be Social by Best Lawyers. For those of you that are not familiar with Best Lawyers is the oldest and most respected purely peer review research and accolades company in the legal profession. And we consummated this acquisition on Friday, August 18th. And I am thrilled to have as our guest today, Phil Greer. Phil is the CEO of Best Lawyers. Phil has driven the continual evolution of Best Lawyers since joining Best Lawyers in 2005. He became president in 2013 and CEO in 2018. By tapping into his training as an engineer, he created the company's first content management system to take the company and its products, as he says, from analog to digital. Throughout the years, Phil has led international expansion strategies that ensure lawyers around the world receive the recognition they deserve through various Best Lawyer offerings. His proudest achievement is in the consistency of the products and the Best Lawyers peer review methodology. This year, Phil has led the team through launching the rebranded Best Law Firms, ranking independently for the first time in 13 years, and obviously through the acquisition of Good to Be Social. Welcome to the show, Phil.
I appreciate you having me. I know it has to be a surreal experience. You're hosting the first edition since you have joined Best Lawyers. So I'm just excited to be here, Guy. It's been a pleasure getting to know you over this last year. And I'm eager to jump in and hopefully live up to some of that highly verbose intro that I know my marketing team helped put together and sing your way.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, we are very excited. I am very excited. You know, I can't wait to see what we're going to be able to accomplish together. Before we get started, just give us a little bit more background about yourself. You know, how do you go from being a computer engineer to the CEO of Best Lawyers? How did that actually happen?
So when I first joined Best Lawyers, it was in 2005, I was leaving Bridgestone Firestone, and I was trying to figure out what the next career push was going to be for me. I was always big into technology. I was programming when I was a kid and, you know, found this opportunity in the newspaper to digitize analog service that is a peer review research process. So getting in, I didn't really know what to expect. You know, I got to start off as a lead engineer and develop the CMS and the tools to expand out this analog to digital, as I said in my opening. And from there, it just kept growing with opportunity. We were a purely analog service that was peer reviewed, but there was so much opportunity to grow if we can scale it. And a lot of my career has been based off of scale. So going in and expanding from just the United States to Canada, to Australia, to eventually over 70 countries. I got to expand our digital footprint with doing Best Law Firms in 2009 and launching in 2010. And those opportunities really turned us into a data company. And with a data company with a helm of highly talented researchers along with engineers, it was a natural fit for me to move into director of IT and then eventually the COO role and president role. And then when the original owners decided to retire, one of them unfortunately passed away in 2014, and the last remaining owner decided to retire, I helped him sell the company, signed on as the CEO. It's really an evolution of my career, being a software creator who ultimately ran a software and data team and a research facility. And now I get to run this great company that has lists in so many countries and has such a large footprint and get to work with you today.
I love it. What a great story. Do you miss getting in there with the code and coding still? Or
no, it was really hard. That transition when I first became the president to not be in the code constantly, it was difficult. I have an amazing executive team who basically told me, like, you're better at leading right now. We have younger, smarter engineers who have come along. Let's get you focused on leading the company. I still get a little bit into the code, but nothing that's ever committed anymore. All the code I look at is just for reviewing of our database itself. So that was a hard transition.
I'm sure it was. So can you share a little brief overview of what motivated Best Lawyers to seek the acquisition of Good2Be Social? You know, what were some of the specific factors or shared values between the two companies that aligned in that strategy?
I think first and foremost, you know, every decision we make is based on bringing value to the legal industry. You know, it's important that we understand what lawyers, marketing directors, and ultimately their clients need to improve their business or their day-to-day life. And from all the conversations we were having, marketing services continued to rise to the top, specifically content and SEO. That continued to be the clear standout. So then we said, okay, what kind of opportunities exist in the industry for us to expand our footprint? And it's important if we're going to look at an acquisition, we evaluated companies that have aligned goals and have a track record of success and respect in the industry. We narrowed down that potential candidate pool in the legal space, and ultimately Good2Be Social was the one that stood out. You know, both Best Lawyers and Good2Be Social, their dedication to provide gold standard of service to the legal industry is clear. You know, Best Lawyers continues to be committed to our peer review process, our transparent methodology that makes our award so valuable. And similarly, Good2Be Social is dedicated to leading the digital marketing space with reputable and proven services to their clients.
I love it. And so in recent years, you know, we've seen the legal industry go through significant changes, mostly due to technology and digitalization. You were pivotal in the Best Lawyers digital renaissance, creating systems that allow for global expansion and the review of millions of data points each year. And for our part, Good2Be Social has built a reputation for its digital marketing expertise in the legal sector. How do you feel this acquisition reflects Best Lawyers' commitment to adapting to this shifting digital landscape?
Yeah, when I joined in 2005, again, lead software engineer, I was privileged to have a key role in creating the core systems, even the core systems that we use today. You know, obviously, we have a wonderful engineering team that have improved it every year since then. Those systems we've built, you know, allows us to analyze millions and millions of data points annually from around the world, as you just mentioned. So having a technological background foundation, it better positions me to have an eye towards improving services and products, helps adjust, especially in the needs of the increasingly digital world that lawyers and law firms are adapting to. So when you look at a company like Good2Be Social, the leading digital marketing agency for law firms, it's just another way for us to better serve our clients, to help them excel in growing their digital presence and being accessible to their clients.
Do you want to start a successful podcast that will generate leads for your law firm? At Good2Be Social, we work with many different law firms and help them to produce and promote their podcasts. Podcasts today are more popular than ever. In fact, today's internet users routinely use podcasts on a monthly, weekly, or even daily basis to stay informed and be entertained. As this medium continues to grow, law firms don't want to fall behind and need to move beyond traditional written content and onto the digital airwaves. Unfortunately, when it comes to podcasting, many legal marketers aren't sure about where to start. With our latest ebook, The Law Firm Guide to Podcasting, readers can learn how to choose a format, a topic, and a name that will get you noticed, how to select and reach out to potential guests, the technology and the recording basis you know to produce a successful show, as well as how to measure the success of your podcast. So hurry now, go to the Good2Be Social website and look for the Law Firm Guide to Podcasting ebook. So the acquisition of Good2Be Social is not the only big news that you guys have come out with. I know that this year you completed the independent launch of Best Law Firms, which was announced earlier this month. How did the two acquisitions fit in? Good to Be Social and now the independent launch of Best Law Firms?
Yeah, so Best Lawyers, we, as you mentioned, we launched independently the new redesigned Best Law Firms platform. First time we've done that, just us, and over 13 years of it being on the in the industry. You know, it comes down to listening to the legal community, the transparency, flexibility they want, showcasing the ability to extend and expand our products. So when we look at growth opportunities, we saw a natural growth opportunity in Best Law Firms. And we spend a lot of time, again, as I mentioned, speaking with the industry, trying to understand what they want to see, the community both here in the United States, but also in the 70 countries that we produce rankings for. With the needs we find from listening to that global community, we want to try to solve them. We want to try to help them out. And so, as I mentioned in the opening questioning, marketing services are important to all firms universally. The audience, of course, changes, but the needs to communicate value and success is only increasing. So growth strategies, how do they align? What's the why both of these? Launching BLF or Best Law Firms and independently, acquiring Good to Be Social, they both align with our company tradition of listening to the market and expanding in directions that they deem necessary.
That makes a lot of sense. And so one of the questions that we're getting from our clients, now your clients as well, and I'm sure you're getting the same questions, is now that the acquisition is complete, what is the immediate and long-term impacts on the Best Lawyers product and services and the Good to Be Social products and services?
The core of Best Lawyers, our transparent process, will not change. You know, we'll continue to deliver the strong foundation that the brand's customers have come to expect. And Good to Be Social's clients, they'll continue to receive the same high level of service they have come to expect from the Good to Be Social team. Our goal over the next year is to create a unified strategy that helps both companies expand our offerings at Best Lawyers and Good to Be Social's offerings as well in the legal space, both domestically and beyond.
And what do you think are the key milestones and goals set for the future growth of Best Lawyers with the acquisition of Good to Be Social? What are you looking for over the next year, 3 years, 5 years?
So as I mentioned, Best Lawyers' goal is to provide a useful service to the legal industry. We don't want to put together a product no one's asking for. And the amount of work that goes into processing millions of data points each year to provide international coverage in the legal industry, it's important. And our ability to grow that data set to continue our annual releases are imperative to who we are. So continuing to, as far as the core of Best Lawyers, improve our data collection, our interview process, and maintain our methodology of being peer review and transparent with how we produce rankings is important and imperative as far as what our growth are. In regard to Best Lawyers and Good to Be Social, as mentioned, we're going to start working on a unified strategy, benefits our existing clients. We hope that we grow more clients along the way. So let's put the challenge of rankings to the side for a minute, just focusing on content and marketing. Quality marketing is tough. You know this. It takes vision, attentiveness to the industry. It takes skilled teams that are agile in their development. In fact, one of the reasons I love both Best Lawyers and Good to Be Social as one company is we both work in an agile framework through weekly sprints. And for those in the know, agile is key to being able to make fast decisions, execute on clear goals, and stay accountable within departments. So going back to your question, what are the key milestones? Right now, the details are to be decided together, but the overarching goal is to better serve the legal industry. We'll do this through thoughtful, peer-reviewed, data-driven metrics and rankings, along with powerful content and marketing services that improve the business of our clients.
That is fantastic. So what would you say is the one thing, if you had to name one thing, what is the most exciting thing about the acquisition of Good to Be Social? What are you personally most excited about?
I get to hang out with Guy all the time. What are you talking about? Have you got this man? He's a local star. I'm really excited about the opportunity to provide some of that powerful content to an expanded market, specifically starting in the U.S. As we continue to grow out, well, Good to Be Social is already doing. You know, we have relationships that are deep in so many metros around the United States, and we work so closely with law firms, and everybody needs marketing services. They need good content. They need advice and consulting services, whether you're a AmLaw 200 law firm or a solo practitioner. So having the additional arm of Good to Be Social allows us to better serve that industry need. And ultimately, I'll just go back to what I said in the beginning. We want to produce things that the legal industry wants, and we're listening to them. It's very important. And Good to Be Social is tied directly into our core market. I think it just adds more value for both sides and for the industry as a whole.
I love it. So let me finish with this. I've heard through the grapevines that you are a avid musician. You play guitar. Tell us a little bit about that and how you're going to incorporate that into our culture.
That's a great question. I would be lying if I didn't say my first career was going to be a musician. I started learning when I was eighth grade, and I released a couple CDs. I did some self-producing, had a little music studio in the house.
Love it.
And in the office right now, I do keep guitars because I think it's important to be able to be creative in your thought process. As far as how we're going to introduce this to Good to Be Social, we'll start easy. We'll start with maybe some karaoke, and we'll figure out how we get together and make
it. I love it. Well, I have no musical talent whatsoever, but I do make a mean martini, so maybe I'll take care of the drinks and you can play the music.
That's what makes karaoke the fun. Yeah, bring the drinks.
Awesome, Phil. All right, well, listen, I won't take more of your time. I know how busy you are. I would love, and I'm sure you will, come back in the future and give us new updates as things evolve. But before I let you go, anything you would like to say to our audience of listeners? Anything that they should look forward to within the next year or so?
Yeah. First off, thank you for your continued support. We cannot do what we do without the legal industry, the lawyers, the marketing directors, the paralegals, the assistants in the offices. We cannot do what we do without your assistance. And we're truly thankful. You know, I tell my team all the time, I'm very proud to work somewhere. I've been at this company for over 18 years, very proud to work somewhere where we provide a quality product that people actually use and need in the industry. And we're able to do this because of your support. So thank you. And I guess what I would say secondly is we still have some exciting announcements. Too early to say right now. Keep listening and here, but also our weekly newsletter, as well as our outreaches we'll be making to your community marketing teams to see what comes next.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting. All right, Phil. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. For our listeners, if you are new to the podcast and you want to make sure you don't miss any future podcasts, please go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. You can subscribe there. You can check out some of our past podcasts. If you have listened before, we'd love to get your reviews. We'd love to get any great commentaries you have, any ideas for future podcasts. So feel free to reach out. Phil, thanks again for your time. I know you're super busy. We can't wait to get started and see what we're going to do together. So thank you again for your support, and let's get going.
All right. Go team, go.
All righty. Thank you to our listeners. Have a great day.